That you, Uncle Guido?
Yeah, you betcha, kid. How you doing?
It's all good. How you doing?
Busy, busy, busy. Got new markets to explore, new territories to conquer, more opportunities to take advantage of.
Wow. What are you doing? Expanding the business?
Nah, I'm sending everyone on the staff out for lottery tickets.
Jeez.
It's a Monday morning ritual around here.
Oh, it is, huh?
Hey, listen, if you ever want to find out what I'm up to, just follow the money.
All right, I'll bear that in mind. So what are you up to?
Following the money.
Of course.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
By following the money and other subtle signs, you can gain a wealth of information. Pardon the expression.
Oh, sure.
For instance, if your name is on the building, you're rich. If your name is on your desk, you're middle class.
Okay.
But if your name is on your shirt, you're barely scraping by.
It makes sense.
One thing I've never been able to fully understand is the concept of the gift certificate.
Oh? Why is that?
Well, think about it. Instead of buying someone a $50 gift certificate, why not just give them the 50 bucks?
Yeah, right.
You see, money and the use thereof is one of the most misunderstood things in life.
Yeah, I could see that.
A few months ago, I called one of the interns into my office and handed him 50 bucks. I told him to get lunch for me and the receptionist, and to get himself something. He bought a shirt.
Well, how about that?
Just remember, kid, money ain't the root of all evil.
Oh, no?
No way. Jealousy is.
Ooh.
And the last five letters of the word jealousy spell out the word lousy.
Wow. Interesting.
And one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
If time really is money, an ATM would be a time machine.
Right.
Hey, mother, the line's ringing. I gotta go.
Okay.
Break a leg.
Oh, sure.
I'm an arm.
Can do.
Or whatever.
Yep. Bye.